just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters and driven by Bill Curry Ford. Remember, Bill Curry Ford, GM Sean Sullivan, plays in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. He writes the checks to the winners of every Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, and there is never any entry fee for any of my leagues, not the Foundation, not the NFL Podcast League, not the AFL Podcast League. When we did the Moneyball League, not an entry fee. I do not believe in that. So thanks to Sean Sullivan for writing those checks from Bill Curry Ford. Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Sean would love to hear from you if you're in the market for a new vehicle, whether it's something brand new of the Ford variety, or go check out his pre-owned vehicle selection right there on the lot. Just ask for Sean Sullivan. If you can't get to Sean, ask for Grace Thomas. She can track Sean down. Let him know you're a podcast listener, you're a football fan, and your relationship will be off to a very good start. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email for fantasy purposes is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Let's jump right into looking ahead to Sunday and Monday games for Week 10 off the bizarre Week 9. Jacksonville at Indianapolis. Yeah, the Jags beat the Bills last week. There was nothing fantasy worthy unless you play DST or IDP with Josh Allen, that Josh Allen, from the Jags game against the Colts. Keep checking status on James Robinson. He is still the only fantasy relevant player in my scoring settings for the Jaguars. From the Colts standpoint, Jonathan Taylor is now healthy RB1 in terms of season average in my scoring settings, 18.2 points per game. In his shadow, Michael Pittman has been quite good as a wide receiver play. The volume is there. He still doesn't seem to be targeted as much as Pittman owners would like in the red zone, but the volume and the production the last month has been good, and it continues. There's just enough consistency there for you to consider him in season-long leagues. Browns at Patriots. It's the same thing every week with the Patriots. Harris, because of volume at running back, yeah, if you're invested in that, I understand you kind of have no choice to keep playing him unless you have somebody better who touches the ball a similar amount or on a team that regularly scores more points. But there's nothing else you can really count on from the Patriots. For the Browns, just keep checking status on all their running backs. They have a COVID issue, and Kareem Hunt is eligible to come off IR if needed to play this week. I'd love to see that happen as I'm heavily invested in Kareem Hunt. He was the first running back I picked this year in both of my leagues. So I'd love to see him get back in here with a good workload, albeit against the Pats. Donovan Peoples-Jones, I didn't make the investment, but some are picking him up on waivers. He's popped up as a big play passing option for the Browns two of the last, 3 weeks? It's more of a daily play to me, but it's not like they got much else. Atlanta at Dallas. A lot of names in the mix here. Matt Ryan's in the mix. He's off a QB3 week. Olamide Z. I don't expect any consistency there, but as a daily play, maybe. Kyle Pitts, mandatory tight end league. I get that. I keep trotting out Cordarrelle Patterson. As far as healthy running backs, he's 7 on the season in average points per game in my scoring settings. From the Cowboys, you just got to forget about last week. Play the hits. Dak, Zeke, Lamb, Cooper, Schultz in a tight end mandatory league, Pollard maybe as a bargain play in daily. Bills at Jets, good bounce back opportunity for the Bills after losing 9-6 to the Jaguars. Much like the Cowboys, play the hits here, play Josh Allen, play Diggs, might get away with Emmanuel Sanders too. Keep checking status just in case. Keep checking status on Knox and tight end mandatory leagues. And same with Zach Moss, their lead running back, who is somewhat touchdown dependent, but you can get away with it, especially as a daily price. Jets? No. Didn't buy into Mike White, not buying into Josh Johnson or Elijah Moore. No. Saints at Tennessee. For the Saints, it's Kamara, and then you don't know. If you're going to try to get away with Taysom Hill as a starting quarterback this week, keep checking status, obviously. I know what he did last year. It feels very random to me. I haven't spent a lot of time on this. I don't have to. There are so many other better quarterback options, like Kirk Cousins and Tannehill. I know Hill might score a rushing touchdown, but to me, Kamara is the only one you can really count on right now with the Saints. For Tennessee, those of you that overvalued Jeremy McDaniels, Adrian Peterson, I own him. I didn't play last week, but he scored. I expect he'll get more volume this week that he's been around another week. A.J. Brown, check status. If he's healthy, play him. And Tannehill's numbers have been better recently to justify him being your starting quarterback since it wasn't the first half of the season. Bucks, Redskins, keep checking status on Antonio Brown. If not, Godwin owners, he's wide receiver 11 on the season is Godwin. Evans is wide receiver 8 in my scoring settings. And Tom Brady is overall number 1 now, even ahead of Josh Allen. Looks like it'll be 2 to 3 more weeks for Gronk. It just feels now like with Gronk, he's not going to play until the Bucks really need to win to solidify winning the division, getting the bye, and in the playoffs. So that doesn't do much for fantasy owners. For Washington, there's not much fantasy relevance going on here. And I know you expected that with Gibson and McScorin when you invested draft picks in them, and they have not delivered. Detroit at Pittsburgh. Detroit off a bye. DeAndre Swift, very worthy as a starting running back for the Lions because of his high volume, especially how many balls he catches out of the backfield. He's right there with Kamara and Taylor in that department. Oh, we mentioned with Indy, I think you can get away with playing Nyheim Hines this week. He tends to go in streaks. He had a good week last week. The Colts should win by a couple of scores against the Jaguars. They're favored by 10.5. So yeah, I think you can get away with Hines. Speaking of guys, you know, out of the backfield. For Pittsburgh, Harris's touch counts are still high. Freiermuth coming off a tight end 1 week. Deontay Johnson, he's a worthy starter. Keep checking status on Mapletron, although he's been a disappointment this year. Vikings at Chargers, big total of 53. Definitely Jefferson, still Thielen, definitely Cook. Still Eckler. I know he's had 2 of 3 bad weeks. He's still healthy RB3 right now on average per game per season if we take Derrick Henry out of the rankings. Mike Williams is down to wide receiver 10, but Keenan Allen is injured. Keep checking status on Allen. Might be more for Williams, but Allen has started to barometer back to being more productive fantasy-wise. And Justin Herbert, QB5 in my settings. Ahead of Murray, ahead of Stafford, ahead of Dak, ahead of Mahomes, ahead of Wilson. Carolina at Arizona. Carolina news, Cam Newton is signed. I don't know what that means this week. I mean, I benched DJ Moore last week and it was the right move. I don't know what you guys did with, you know, the running back situation. I just haven't wasted a lot of time here because it doesn't seem like anything is that worthwhile. When it does, we'll talk about it. For Arizona, Murray says he's optimistic he'll play. Keep checking status on him, on Hopkins, on AJ Green. I dropped Zach Ertz this week. The volume just isn't there. One touchdown in, what, three games? James Conner, though, up to RB11. Actually, so if we include Henry and Hunt, in average per game, Conner is 12. But you got to keep playing him. He's red hot. And off a 35.3-point week where he looked great. Seattle, Green Bay, DK Metcalf has held his value even in the absence of Russell Wilson. Looks like Wilson is back. Those are the only two fantasy-relevant players to me in season-long leagues for the Seahawks. Green Bay feels like Aaron Rodgers is going to play, so you're playing him, and that is good for Devontae Adams. If you're an Aaron Jones owner, you're getting more worried by the week because A.J. Dillon's snap and touch count continues to go up. Jones is still the more productive fantasy back because he scores, but you haven't had like a big game out of Aaron Jones since week two. And it just feels like Dillon's workload is going to continue to increase and not decrease. I own A.J. Dillon in both leagues. I'm getting close to playing him. Philly at Denver, Jalen Hurts, QB4 on the year, overall 4 on the year. If we take Derrick Henry out because he's not healthy. Devontae Smith scored for the first time since week one last week. I don't see much else worthwhile with the Eagles other than if Goddard is healthy, you can play him in a tight end mandatory league. The running back rotation is very random. I know Jordan Howard's put up some nice numbers, but I don't think you can count on that week to week. Maybe as a bargain fantasy play, as a daily play. Denver, they all had good weeks last week. They won't all have good weeks this week, but you're hoping maybe Patrick, Judy, Williams, or Gordon carry some momentum off the Cowboy win into the home game against the Eagles. Chiefs at Raiders, as disappointed as you are in Patrick Mahomes, he's QB9 on the year. He scores more points per game than Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp. I know you're disappointed that you're not getting bigger games out of Mahomes. I'm just telling you, you still get more out of him per game than owners get out of Jonathan Taylor, who's healthy RB1, and Cooper Kupp, who's healthy wide receiver 1. Tyreek Hill is wide receiver 7. I know you expected more. He's wide receiver 7. Don't overthink this. Kelce, in mandatory tight end leagues, he's still one of your best options every week. In my leagues with wide receiver tight end flex, yeah, you can probably do better, but you got to stay close on this. You don't want to miss out on a big game. For the Raiders, Renfro got in the end zone last week. They do have DeSean Jackson. You guys can deal with that. We've seen this from DeSean Jackson before, just popping around the league, and then, you know, he's not getting enough looks, and it's somebody else's fault. It's DeSean Jackson's fault. So I'm not buying in. So Hunter Renfro, Darren Waller, and if you're a Josh Jacobs or Kenyon Drake owner, you know what you're dealing with. Rams and Niners on Monday night. Jimmy G popped up again in the top 10 last week. That just keeps Debo going. Debo is wide receiver 2. Did we think we'd be saying that? Week 10, Debo Samuel is wide receiver 2 in fantasy football. Kittle popped up last week. I know Kittle owners, probably most of you hung in there. Some of you cut him. But yeah, he's very playable in this game. Debo probably draw Jalen Ramsey. We'll see what that means. I'm an Eli Mitchell owner. I still don't know what to expect every week. He just always seems to be on the injury report. I probably do bring the Rams game and the Rams defense into play this week and look for other options than Eli Mitchell. From the Rams standpoint, Darrell Henderson, a very quiet RB9 on the year among healthy running backs. Very quiet RB9. Stafford off a bad game should bounce back. Cooper Kupp just keeps getting it done, and Robert Woods is worth playing. Any specific questions as it relates to your team, send it to me at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters and Bill Curry Ford.